Yeah, like I said, we're still in boot camp, and it kind of shifted over to breaking these reality bubbles. I mean, these fake reality bubbles, and stepping into the real reality. And as I talk, I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not really upset at anybody. I'm really doing this for myself, because if I observe what other people are going through, it helps me not to fall into those things, you know, because we're all... Galatians 6:1, let him that is spiritual take heed lest he fall in the same condemnation. We all have a tendency to do the same things. So if you're looking at somebody's fake reality, you're not judging them. You feel sorry for them and you want to help them and you want them to break free, but they just get stuck in that. You know, one way, here's, I thought about this. I took some notes on this because it just keeps coming to mind. I might have to stop. I went into an area where somebody sprayed some pest control, and I should have waited. I should have went in there like 30 minutes later, but I went in there while the guy was doing it to do some work, and I shouldn't have went in there. Hope I didn't catch some kind of damage. Anyway, I'm just going to throw some notes out. Moses, the children of Israel mourned Moses for 30 days. Two people who are married ought to be able to discuss their own fake reality bubbles together and not get mad and listen to the other one without comparing. So, well, I did, you did this, you did, you're a faker. If somebody says, hey, this is not real, what you're doing, you know, whether it's paranoia, whether it's whatever. Next level relationships. New love. Look, when Moses died, let me read the data points first. Even the bubble, even the Bible is a revelation. New spouses, new love. So here, I'm just reading my data points because So Moses died, right? So what did they do? They mourned, because Moses loved his people, right? They mourned him for 30 days. Just 30. Not their whole life. Not 5 years. Not 10 years. They didn't waste their whole life in mourning Moses. He died. They only mourned Moses for 30 days, and that might have been too long. Who came up after him? Who was it? Joshua or somebody? To enter into the promised land, right? I might be getting my stories mixed up, but there has to be a death and a resurrection for the new life, the new love, the new relationship. And it might be, you know, if there was cheating, it's over, you know. There's probably never going to be any trust again. There's always going to be that jealousy and all that stuff. But if it was true forgiveness, there could be new love and new relationship within that relationship. And if you think about it, your child... Okay, so when you loved your child, when it was a baby, you loved it unconditionally, right? But because you were with that child for the 18 years and you were seeing... You didn't really see the new person every day because you were so close to them. But imagine if your child was taken away for 5 years and they came back, it would be a different person to you. But that baby you loved, now the baby's 18, and that person's new, and you still love that person. Now, if you wouldn't have been around them, you'd like to say, who is this? But my point is, a lot of people don't want their spouse to grow. They want to keep that love that it was when they first met. Or they only married their spouse because they were trying to replace somebody else. And they're stuck in some kind of old love. And there's some people who don't want their children to grow up because their children are their security blanket because they lost the love in the marriage because there's no communication, there's no spiritual oneness. The physical realm is just a type and shadow of a spiritual oneness. Okay, so yeah, that's fine. The first first 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever, honeymoon phase, and then it becomes routine just like everything else. But the only way to overcome that is to help each other grow through these fake reality bubbles and admit, hey, I believed a lie. You're believing a lie about your finances. You're believing a lie about being lazy. You're believing a lie because you're oversleeping. Well, I'm tired. That's fine. You're believing lies if you're putting your spouse under legalism, if you don't give them grace. You're believing lies. You're expecting them to be perfect when nobody's perfect. You're expecting them to say, get up every morning and say, hey, say, I love you. It's a sunshiny day. Everything's wonderful. It gets dark at night, don't it? I got to drive over here and get some fresh air and breathe. I don't know how dangerous that stuff was that I breathed just now. We'll see. Lord willing, I might have to do some fasting just to cleanse my body. I got some of this eucalyptus oil that I keep in my car. If you ever have, like, you need to take a deep breath and you can't, get that, open that up and you can breathe. But if you got it, if it's long term, eat some garlic for 7 days. And if it's somebody who doesn't smoke and you're having a hard time, go get you some, don't take too much though. Go get you some nicotine gum. You're not a smoker, but go get you some nicotine gum. And I promise you, they did a study about these virus things that, and they did a study, the smokers, the symptoms, the long symptoms didn't last with the smokers, so they concluded it had to be with the nicotine. You can do the research yourself. But nicotine's not good for you. You only take it a few times, you know, to heal yourself. If that's true, I'm not giving medical advice. I'm not saying it's true or not, but you can do the research and you'll find out. So this reality bubble that everybody's in, I mean, this fake reality bubble, we're born in this place. So what we're trying to do, this is what I'm trying to do with it. Boot camp's really for me. I'm trying to take my Genesis 3 fake reality bubble, step out of it, and whether it's finances, whether it's health, whether it's thought life, whether it's eye gate, ear gate, loving somebody, I don't hate anybody, but if, you know, patience with somebody, getting out of a situation. I'm watching some people realize their reality bubble's getting ready to crash and they're going to have to get their resume updated and their Indeed resume on Indeed or whatever. I'm watching reality bubbles crash like crazy. All these people put their trust and faith in their little community and it all got flooded, you know. You talk about a reality shift to the hilt. I'm not doing this, like I say, I breathe that stuff, but I've got to get this message out. I'll probably repeat this when I feel better. I'm going to go get some food, and hopefully it'll stick to the food, and I'll just digest it out. Drink about 3 glasses of water. Reality bubbles. Next level relationship. The only way you're going to move to the next level on any kind of relationship is everybody bust those fake reality bubbles. And so Moses died. The people loved Moses, but he died. The next leader, the people loved that leader. I hope I don't have my stories mixed up. Who was it? Joshua went into the promised land. Moses smoked the rock twice, which was a type and shadow of Jesus being smoked once, and he didn't enter into the promised land. And so they learned to love these leaders. The other leaders dead. Yeah, okay, you loved them. Okay, it's a reality shift. So that's why I made the note about even the Bible is a revelation. So let's say you love this person and you thought this person was the best thing ever since apple pie, even though it could have got worse. You just saw this little pocket of time, but maybe there's a next level of. Maybe you're missing out on something else. Maybe you're stuck in the past. If they would have said to Joshua or whoever's the leader, I can't remember, You're not like Moses. They wouldn't have conquered the. They would, if they would have said, "Well, we want you to be like Moses." They wouldn't have entered into the promised land. They wouldn't have entered into the promised land. If you stay in your fake reality bubble of Genesis 3 lies, you won't have revelation and enter into a promised land, and you'll keep repeating the same stuff over and over. If that person who cheated on you, lied to you, if you can't forgive them, but you're staying because some kind of guilt trip, it's over. If you're not willing to restore it and talk to each other, like Bounty Hunter D, you know, he'll bust these people. And there was this one lady on there. She was sitting there. She admitted she's cheated or whatever. And the guy's sitting there. He said, I'm leaving. And he's sitting there listening. She says, "You'll never leave. He'll never leave me." And he just laughed. Bounty Hunter D, BHD or whatever. I don't even know the guy's name. But anyway, he said, "What did you hear what she just said? You're going to put up with anything, any kind of abuse." And then during that same conversation, he brought the cheater in. And she was talking to the cheater that she cheated with. The cheater was talking to one she cheated with. And she said, "Look, you know this is just my money." And the bounty hunter said to the man who was trying to break his paradigm, "Did you hear that? She said you're just money for her." No, I love him. I love him. But the guy was so tied into his fake reality that he thought that she loved him while she was cheating on him and just using him for money. He had his whole worldview had to crash. Sometimes and don't even think about that situation. Think about your own life. You're believing these lies about yourself, about this other person, about this situation, about this relationship. Your whole worldview has to crash. Neo wakes up to the matrix. And if you do this enough, if you do this like every 3 years, you sit back and say, okay, what fake reality bubbles am I believing in? Finances, whatever, job, career, whatever. My laziness, my whatever. Government, whatever. You do this every 3 years, it's like Neo in the Matrix. He wakes up and Morpheus says, "Neo, welcome to the real world." And he stumbles and he almost falls over and he throws up, you know. And he's out for 2 or 3 days. I've had to do this so many times, you just don't know, people. I've had to do this. You might have to do this your whole life, and you probably will. And that's why I say when two people are married, both of them are believing fake reality. And if they both can see that it's a program, they can move together in communion, in oneness. And then if your spouse, if she comes up to you and says, "You know, I've been trying to get my," let's say you're the man, and she comes up to you and she says, it could be the woman. Let's say it's the man. Okay, so let's say it's the man. And I say you're the man, but as a woman, try to put yourself in his shoes and listen to this. So you go home one day, you've been working hard, and you go home. And if you don't know about these programs and you don't have grace, and your wife says, "Well, we need to talk." And you say, "Okay." And you don't expect nothing. You don't expect nothing to hit you. And she says, "You know, for the last 3 months, I've been talking to this guy at work, and it's like an emotional affair that we had, but nothing ever happened, but we became really close, and, you know, I just need help to overcome that." Now, if they're really mature spiritually, and there was not a cheat, there was no cheating, and they've had a close bond, they can overcome something like that. Now, if one of them's already cheated, they're already fighting. You know, the reason people get on through like substance abuse
is an identity war. And also, a lot of times they get stuck in a situation that they hate, but they don't see any way out. But the way out is to look in. The way out is to look in. So if the man comes home, you know, seems like women can put up with it more than men can. But I think a woman, if you went to your wife and said, you know, I knew it was wrong, but I've been talking to this gal at work and we became close and she seemed to, I thought she understood me and listened to me and you didn't. And I went through that phase, but I knocked myself out of it. I just wanted you to know, I don't want you to leave. Please, you know, forgive me. It was my fault. It was nothing, you know, you're the love of my life. And that was that. I just had to go through that or whatever. As long as there wasn't any cheating, but she might not be able to put up with it. He might not. But if you're really both spiritually mature and you step you're self-aware, you step out of it and you look at that marriage and that conversation from the outside in like a counselor, like if you were sitting there watching, if you were pretending to be Bounty Hunter D watching the conversation, and you know, one of the spouses might say, I knew something was wrong because you wasn't talking to me and I was just hoping, I was praying that you would wake up, whatever it was. I knew it was, you mentioned that person's name a few times and I knew something was wrong, but I was just waiting for God to reveal it, you know. But if you're in that kind of relationship, there don't have to be any fighting and throwing dishes and screaming and yelling and all that. Sometimes it needs to happen, you know, where somebody's shows some emotions, but then they calm down and think about it and go back to who they really are. You know, you might not agree with what I'm saying. Find your own example in this. Look at all the scenarios out there. When two people are tied to the hip, back to the child thing, when a man and woman are tied to the hip, that ripping, are they really tied to the hip? Are they really tied to the hip spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically? Are they really tied to the hip because they let stuff get in, you know? The devil's always trying to get into any kind of ship, you know. And there's all, you know, all that gossip and backbiting is trying to get people to fight against each other. So even in a committed relationship, there's always going to be that devil trying to get in. And if you're in it and you're trying to get out, think about the 20,000 that God swallowed up. So God said, this is the leader. Moses is the leader, period. And then 20,000 questioned. They stood over here, the other one stood over here, and the earth swallowed them up. If God says, this is your leader, but you're trying to find a leader over here, now there's always reasons, you know. I mean, people cheat, people abuse, and people lie, and people, as all you know, they bring their mama in. That's another thing. A lot of people are being black. They're stuck in something because they're blackmailed. The mother-in-law, I've seen this, and it's a fractal. I know it happens. So let's say there's a woman stuck in a situation, and the mother-in-law's got a lot of money, and she always rescues the son, and he's doing crazy stuff, insane stuff. And so she's stuck between a rock and a hard place because the mother-in-law's got the money and she's blackmailing the, well, if you leave him, I'm going to take the kids and take you to court and take your kids and tell them this and this and this and this, and I'm going to hire the best lawyer and all that. So sometimes, and it could be the opposite where the woman's mama's got all the money and the man's stuck. And that blackmail, but to me, if somebody tries to blackmail me, I'd say, bring it on. Bring it on. We'll go to court. I'll go get me a second job, a third shift job, and I'll fight you tooth and nail. Sometimes you got to fight to be free, you know? And once you get free, here's what's going to happen. Because when you experience that freedom from a crazy spouse or a crazy situation, a crazy relationship that you shouldn't have got into to begin with,
once you break the reality bubble of that narcissist or that psychopath that you thought you loved, it wasn't a real person. Once you get that freedom, you'll never go back. You'll never go back. And there, and you step, you almost step into one here or there all through the year, and you say, I like my peace too much. Unless two people can really understand the flesh programs and what do a spirit walk instead of a flesh walk, and they're really not just in love, but they're best friends, you know, then they can push each other higher. But you got to let the past go every day, because every day is a new day. That child you saw grow up, every day they were a new creature, but you were so close to them you didn't see it. But look back now they're 20 years old, 12 years old, whatever. They're not the same person as that baby. So when you're dealing with somebody, you know they're going to change. If it's a marriage, you should be tied to the, just yoked up so much that you don't even see the change, because you change together, you know?